Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look back at one of the biggest industry stories of the last 7 days. Very interesting development this week, which confounded some people's expectations. For many years, people have said the bookshop is dead. Not a bit of it, apparently. Waterstones has been sold to Elliott Advisors. The boss, James Daunt, who's turned it around successfully, is staying on. So it seems that those who said the bookshop is dead were wrong. Emily, let's start with you. You follow Waterstones. What do you make of this deal? Were you surprised?
Do you know what? I personally wasn't. I've always had a bit of confidence in the old bookstore. I think it's interesting that Elliot, as I understand it, has backed out of game a little bit and is now snapped up Waterstones instead. I think it's doing quite well the last couple of years. It's back in the black. And making some money, and under James Daunt's management, a bit of innovation there as well. I don't know if you've been to any yourself, but some of the events that they hold are really interesting. They've managed to sort of create a real community. Their customers are people who love books, and their employees are people who love books, and they've got that in common. So to me, it sort of makes sense. He's done some really good work.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not that long since everybody seemed to think we'd all be reading books on Kindles and tablets.
I think a lot of people are reading books on Kindles and tablets, but they also like books. I think if you like reading, the Kindle has provided this brilliant, convenient way of carrying 100 books around with you. I personally use both. I don't know about you.
I do as well, absolutely. And I think in terms of what you were saying about the events that Waterstones runs, it makes complete sense that in the context of the last few years, when a kind of austerity government has been cutting council funding and libraries have suffered, it makes complete sense that Waterstones would be doing better in that climate. In the 6 years to 2016, 343 libraries closed in the UK. So you can see if they're placing themselves as the centre of a community, that obviously that would reap the benefits of people who miss their libraries in their local areas.
That is an interesting point. Actually libraries in many ways had their origins with retailers. You had people like Boots that were among the first to do public lending libraries. So that's an interesting point. You could see that there would be that effect. I think there's more going on though than that big trend of public spending and the like. You know, I think Waterstones has really done something that is that many retailers are trying to do. Interestingly, just not so long ago, there was some research by the local data company in PwC, and it found that actually bookshops, along with things like nail bars and coffee shops, was one of the fastest growing sectors. And Lisa Hook from PwC said at the time that these types of stores are flourishing because they serve the needs of emerging consumer segments such as experience-seeking millennials and offer a differentiated proposition that online offerings can't compete with, which is, you know, that's what everybody wants to try and do at the moment. We've talked a little bit about it, but what do you think, Emily? Waterstones is doing well?
It's okay. So I think the books sector has benefited, as it sort of always has done, but it's lucky because there's always a lot of innovation in books, and there have been some very popular reads recently. But Waterstones is brilliant at grabbing hold of those opportunities. So when the Harry Potter, when each book was released or when each film sort of came out, it took it as an opportunity to hold an event. And the stores, they've got 283 stores around the country, and wherever they hosted events, like queues outside the door, they would hold all night events for fans, and it would be dressing up competitions. It would have all the merchandise, and they'd get people from the films along. So it's not they don't. It's not just a little event in the corner of the store. A lot of these events are actually are now designed to actually host events. They've got bars, like actual like sort of alcohol bars, as well as coffee bars, cinemas, and they hold evening events as well with exclusive talks with authors. And they do the Women's Prize for Fiction, and they're sort of, they call it their Bailey's Book Bar. There's always something going on.
Yeah. It does seem to represent a bit that blending of retail and leisure that we've talked quite a lot about.
They've also got a product that really taps into the millennial affection for analog products. We've seen the last couple of years that vinyl sales have gone up in despite of everything.
Books.
Yes. So it kind of makes sense that we're dealing with a generation now that are enjoying the more tangible things and maybe can't afford to make bigger purchases in their life, but they can afford to have their favourite book on their bookshelf.
And anecdotally, I was at a book club the other day, and I'm a millennial, 30-something millennial, right? But there are people there sort of 10, 15 years younger than me. And one person in the room of the 20 of us pulled out a Kindle, and it was like a ooh sort of response to it. And, you know, a lot of them were saying, oh, let's share these books, and oh, I'll leave this at the tube station. And there is a real culture of wanting that physical book to hold and go through.
It does also have to compete, however, with the kind of the same generation is also dealing with more pressures in their time as well, right? So even though we've seen Kindle kind of, it's rising, but maybe not the speed people think there's other competitors in the form of audiobooks. Audible's doing really well because people can listen to books on their way to their busy jobs. So there's kind of a few other things going there. Whether these aspects outweigh the kind of declining market is something it's hard to tell.
What Waterstones and other bookshops are doing that you can't get on those podcasts and on Amazon at the moment is you get amazing customer service. Oh. You walk in, I was saying earlier, I had a chap come over to me and say, what were the last three books you read? He listened to me and why I liked them or didn't like them and recommended two other great books for me that I've really enjoyed. And that for me, that for me sells it.
Yeah, so some quite strong themes coming through, the importance of service, experience, knowledge, human contact.
Especially knowledge, I think, with books.
Mm. Yeah. So that will give grounds for hope for quite a few retailers who are trying to sort of tap into those sorts of things as they seek new purpose. That's probably a good place to draw things to a close for this week, and we will be fascinated to see how things play out in future at Waterstones. Please do join us next week when big diary items include Sainsbury's next results. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, please do comment on this story on our website, or you can engage with us on Twitter. Our handles are below.